You're listening to the Encounter Podcast, featuring my latest messages and teachings. Don't forget to subscribe. The Encounter Podcast. Encounter the presence and power of the Holy Spirit.
The nations of the world have been placed by God in the care of the church. You and I are God's authority within the earth. I want to talk to you about dominion, heavenly dominion, and the believer's authority. You and I are heavenly representatives, representatives of the authority of God. Now, it was always God's intention that man would have dominion in the earth. In Genesis chapter 1, verses 27 and 28, the Bible says this: "So God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them and said, 'Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and govern it. Reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, and all the animals that scurry along the ground.'" Psalms chapter 8, verses 3 through 8 says this: "When I look at the night sky and see the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you set in place, what are mere mortals that you should think about them, human beings that you should care for them? Yet you made them only a little lower than God, and crown them with glory and honor. You gave them charge of everything you made, putting all things under their authority, the flocks and the herds and all the wild animals, the birds in the sky, the fish in the sea, and everything that swims the ocean currents." You and I will be held accountable with how we've stewarded our authority in the earth. Now, am I saying that the church is going to dominate and take over the world in a military sense? No, of course not. I'm simply saying that the influence in the nations of the world belongs to the church. We should be the ones speaking and directing culture. We should be the ones speaking and directing how the nations will go. This, of course, is taking into account all of the end time events that should occur, and we know that all things do tend toward disorder, and that eventually God will begin a new creation. But while we are here, and while we are stewarding what God has given to us, we must seek to establish the kingdom of God within the earth. Now, as I said, it was always God's intention that man would be the authority in the earth. But after the fall, dominion needed to be restored to man. So Christ came, he died on the cross, he came to die on the cross for our sins, so that we might be forgiven and reconciled to God. But one of the other effects of Christ's sacrifice was that man would now regain his spiritual dominion. Christ came as a man and took back that dominion as a man. Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11 say this: "Therefore God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Ephesians 1, 19-23 says, "I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe him. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him in the place of honor at God's right hand in heavenly realms. Now he is far above any ruler or authority or power or leader or anything else, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. God has put all things under the authority of Christ and has made him head over all things for the benefit of the church. And the church is his body. It is made full and complete by Christ, who fills all things everywhere with himself." So Christ came as a man and regained that dominion as a man. And because you and I are in Christ, we too are seated in heavenly places in that position of authority. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6 says, "For he raised us from the dead along with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ Jesus." You notice the scripture says that we have been seated, not that we will be seated. It's already been done. It's already been established. In the heavenly realm, we have been given authority that affects the earthly realm. That dominion actually continues now and into eternity. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 3 says, "Don't you realize that we will judge angels? So you should surely be able to resolve ordinary disputes in this life." Matthew chapter 25, verse 21, it's a portion of a parable. It says this, "The master was full of praise, 'Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount, so now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together." That parable in Matthew 25 was a parable on stewardship. But the time that it took place that Jesus was implying was the end times, was the end of all things. And those extra responsibilities that were gained on top of what had already been accomplished were representative of the believer's responsibilities in eternity. You and I are being tested here on earth with earthly things that we might become stewards of heavenly things in eternity. So the nations for now are in our care. Now again, I want to make sure I'm being very clear here. I'm not talking about dominating or subjecting people. I'm talking about having the authority to liberate people, having the authority to set people free, having the authority to destroy the works of the devil, not to dominate people, but to deliver them, not to overcome people, but to break off the bounds of their oppression, to come against the assaults of the enemy that come against the creation of God. We, with the love of God, establish the dominion of God, the kingdom of God. This is why Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13, "Pray like this, 'Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come soon. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today the food we need, and forgive us our sins, as we have forgiven those who sin against us. And don't let us yield to temptation, but rescue us from the evil one. Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come.'" Now, there's a misconception about the kingdom of God, and it keeps people thinking really small. Small-minded thinking has caused many to misunderstand the kingdom of God. Now, the kingdom of God is then and there, as I'll show you in a moment, but it's also here and now. Too often we think that the kingdom of God is something to be experienced later, something that will be obtained after we've passed into eternity, and that for now we should just accept the world as it is. After all, things are going to end the way they're going to end. After all, Bible prophecy must come true. After all, perilous times will come. But knowing the future because of Bible prophecy doesn't release us from the responsibility of what God has called us to do here and now. Having dominion, as I said, is not about dominating people, but delivering them. It's about bringing that hope that comes from the gospel message to the nations of the world. It's about seeing the conversion of nature and heart. It's about seeing lives transformed with the love of God. So if we think too small, if we say to ourselves, well, things are the way they are, nothing will ever change. Well, things are the way they are, and that's what the Bible says will happen. Then we'll never fulfill our mandate that God has given to us here and now. So yes, the kingdom of God is not of this world. John 18:36 says, "Jesus answered, 'My kingdom is not an earthly kingdom. If it were, my followers would fight to keep me from being handed over to the Jewish leaders. But my kingdom is not of this world.'" So it's then and there. But it's also here and now. It's precisely because the kingdom of God is not of this world that we ought to establish it in this world. Because the kingdom of God has not yet fully come in this sense. In another sense, it has. In one sense, it hasn't. That's the mystery of the kingdom. But in this sense, we ought to be working to establish the dominion of God because Jesus told us. We just read it in Matthew chapter 6. "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So the kingdom of God is then and there. It's here and now, and it's also within you. Luke 17, 20 through 21 says, "Now when he was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them and said, 'The kingdom of God does not come with observation, nor will they say, see here or see there. For indeed, the kingdom of God is within you. So the kingdom of God, then and there, here and now, and within you. It would seem that there's a contradiction, but there isn't. All of the realities of the kingdom of God are true at once. It's then and there because there's something waiting for us there. It's here and now because God has called us to establish his kingdom here and now. It's within us for the purpose of it transforming us, that we might speak truth that transforms those around us. Religious spirits attack whenever someone talks about dominion. Religious spirits attack whenever someone talks about establishing the kingdom of God. But this is the believer's authority. This is the responsibility that God has given to us. Again, this is not about taking over or subjecting people or oppressing people or pushing our ideology on people or forcing them to believe just as we believe. Of course, we know we have the truth, the only truth. But the way we spread the kingdom of God is not through dominating, but through delivering. Not through necessarily pushing it on people, but on presenting the love of God to them. The kingdom of God is established when a heart is transformed. The kingdom of God is established when the gospel is preached, someone receives it, and their lives are changed. The kingdom of God is established wherever souls are being saved. God has given us this authority. God has given us this responsibility. So my question to you is simple. What are you doing to exercise that authority that God has given to you? What are you doing to establish his dominion in the earth? What are you doing to establish the kingdom of God in the hearts of others? What are you doing to establish the kingdom of God here and now? Are you living in a way that suggests that you believe that the kingdom of God is waiting for you? We must be aware of all realities of the kingdom, and our lives must reflect those beliefs. We must be about our Father's business. This world needs transformation. It needs to be transformed. And God has given you that responsibility. God has given you that authority.
Thank you for listening to the Encounter Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe. You can help keep the Encounter Podcast on the air by becoming a monthly supporter or making a one-time donation now. To give, just go to davidhernandezministries.com/donate. Until next time, remember, nothing is impossible with God.